This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for The Real Economy with Kirby Lekrungi of Rexalom Invest. And what we mean by The Real Economy is really to try and better understand what's going on behind the noise and the headlines that tend to be more of a distraction than a real indicator in markets. And Kirby, tonight we've got a story, or at least a question, that many investors are faced with at the moment. And that is what to do with your money given the past low returns on the JSE. Evening.
Evening, Mike, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I suppose it's a very important question, Mike, because I think many investors are frustrated with the way in which markets are behaving and the kind of returns that they're getting from markets. And unfortunately, in these kind of environments, you almost have to scramble towards any asset that somebody thinks might provide them with any upside in the near-term future. Long-term buy and hold right across the board hasn't really worked the way that traditional fund management would have wanted it to work over the last 3 or 4 years. And as a matter of fact, if you go back to 2016 and you look back over a three-year period, you would look back on almost the heydays of the JSE, where returns were absolutely amazing, and all of those things have predominantly faltered now. What is important, Mike, here, and this is quite interesting, is if you go back to 2016, the price-to-earnings ratio on the All Share would have run almost up at about 23, 24 times earnings, predominantly driven by large-cap companies. And smaller companies and mid-cap companies were, at that stage, a lot cheaper than what large-cap companies were. But today, the top 40 has really reverted back into a space where its price-to-earnings ratio is probably more in the order of about 15, 16 times earnings, which is quite interesting. And that's a fairly large reversion back to its long-term averages that we've seen just in the last 2 to 3 years in a very, very tough market in order to make any money out of equities.
So given that, could we, given the current valuation of the market around 16 times earnings for the top 40, can we easily rely on a 10 to 13% return from equities over the next 5 years?
Well, it's interesting, Mike, because if you do the regression analysis over time and you look back over time and you ask yourself the question, if I bought the market off today's valuation, what kind of returns can I expect potentially this market to produce going forward? And you would get to a number of roughly circa anywhere between about 13 to 15% per annum. That means that you could double your money being in equities over the next 5 years on a regression basis. But alas, South Africa is probably in a situation whereby it's busy readjusting itself to a new paradigm. And that new paradigm, we're not quite sure what that's going to look like. And the question is for investors tonight is, and if you are trying to invest money tonight, is what is the right allocation to South African equities in an environment such as that? And what other asset classes are available, and how should one think about that? Because I think, and I'm afraid to say, that what we were traditionally taught in textbooks doesn't necessarily apply to a country reshuffling itself and trying to find a new way forward, especially, and we don't have to rehash what's happened in Parliament, we don't have to rehash what happens in the fiscal basis in South Africa, and just from a monetary perspective, most of those things most people know. How does the market live in that space? And the jury, quite frankly, is out from any of those things.
Well, how do you allocate your investment capital in an environment such as this? Then do you just go into markets that are more wedded to their historical return performances? Do you try and get a little bit more offshore? Do you start gambling a bit more, which is what a lot of people have been doing on the commodity front? How do you approach this?
Well, I think what's important here, Mike, is to become a lot more nimble about how one allocates money to ideas, and being able and not being scared to take profits in certain counters where potentially you've seen a run-up in a value for a company. In the last 3 years, we've seen values for companies explode on the upside and then explode on the downside, only to wipe out most of the results or returns that you could have had if you just sold more towards the top. This long-term buy-and-hold strategy just quite frankly hasn't worked over the last couple of years on the JSE. I think 3 years ago, a lot of investors were almost deaf to the bond market in South Africa. And when I talk about the bond market, I'm not talking about the government bond market, but I'm talking about the corporate bond market. Those have been successful building blocks in long-term portfolio gains that we've been able to utilize. And then using small amounts of equities, it's easy to turn around and say, don't put your money into equities, everything is looking dire. But they're so cheap in South Africa that I'm starting to see evidence that American fund managers are starting to buy some counters here in South Africa. And when that starts happening, and it might be early, but when that starts happening, it means that at some point there will be upside. So not having any South African equities is also not the right thing to be able to do in a portfolio. And then maybe diversifying, making sure that you're diversifying, making sure that you're able to purchase international asset classes as well, not necessarily equities internationally, especially U.S. equities, which are very expensive. And being able to diversify across a range of ideas is important just to create portfolio stability. And once you've achieved that and you haven't lost money, then quite frankly, you're in a position to create returns over the mid to long term.
And as that regression analysis shows that you sent me earlier today, we, at a current earnings of 16 times, could quite easily rely on a 10 to 13 times return from equities over the next 5 years, which at CPI, as we saw at 4.5% today, is almost three times or thereabout. I think that is certainly still very attractive for investors and worth considering. Kirby Lekrungi, co-founder of Rexlom Invest.